one of my spiritual director told me of something that still stuck with me until now. He said, "Koi, think about this. Our soul will always belong to someone. If it doesn't belong to God, something else will creep in and become our God, and we will belong to it." Think about it. If we don't seek God first, and just like the word what Jesus said in the gospel reading today, if we don't listen to his word and convert our heart, Jesus was lamenting because, I quote, he said, "Because my word have no room among you." If we are so full of ourselves that the word of God have no room among us, then we are worshiping other things, other people, or our ego. And that's why we have to remain in the word, in the truth. And Jesus said, "If you remain in my word, you will be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." If we belong to God, then we're free. Free to live in him and for him instead of the enslavement to this world and its vanities, its glories, its passing away. Do we know who we belong? Do we belong to God? Or do we allow other people to tell us, "You need to do this, you need to do that, you need to somehow be this or that"? Who are we listening to? Who speak life to us? In the first reading today, we're being reminded too, the three young men put their trust in God. Just because they put their trust in God didn't mean that they went all well in their life. They were put into a white hot furnace, 7 times refined, because Nebuchadnezzar, so full of himself, he wanted to suppress any voice that opposed him. But the three young men put their trust in God, and they were saved because of their trust in God. So should we too. So I invite you today to reflect upon all of the readings and ask yourself this question that I ask myself this question. Who we belong to? Who speak life to us? And whose word are we seeking? The topic of belonging is a lifelong understanding and journey. And I hope each day we can tell the good Lord, "Lord, I belong to you. Lord, I love you. Help me to be free to live in you alone and not of this world."